Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining us again on another episode of On the Range Podcast with Warhawk Tactical and Kelly Defense. How's it going today, buddy?
Man, Mark, it's going great. Bunch of different reasons. First of all, that intro, man, that thing gets me fired up every time.
Yeah,
right?
I love that.
You sitting there playing a little bit and then just watching the graphics. Man, fired up, you know, because, hey, I'm on this side of the dirt. I'm alive. It's always a great day. And then, oh, by the way, I got a new addition to Team Warhawk. So we got Micah, which is a one-year-old German Shepherd. So, dude, he's definitely keeping me young. Things are good. Grandbabies keep me young. So I got nothing to complain about. life is good. Listen here, if you guys are listening, viewing, should have nothing to complain about either, man. Life is good. Do us a huge favor, man. Check out our different sites, you know, warhawk.com, kellydefense.com. Make sure to sign up for our newsletters. Don't forget, guys. Biggest thing, please press that subscribe button, hit that rating review, help us with the algorithm. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell strangers, man. Go shout when you're running down the street on the Range Podcast, you know, have people tune in. Just kind of a fun thing to be. You know, we've got the patreon.com/on the range podcast. That's where we do our bi-monthly Zoom calls with our patrons, and we solve all the world's problems. We got them all licked. Now, if we just get people to listen, we'd be doing something. and here's the thing, man. We're both super excited on both warhawk.com, kellydefense.com. We've got OTR training on demand. That's right.
Yeah.
OTR training on demand. So if you go to the homepage, you'll see it right there. It'll take you to a link. Just check out different training we've got, whether it's got some free stuff on there, got some downloadable, got some what's the word I'm looking for, buddy?
Drawing a blank. Streaming, you can stream.
Streaming, thank you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Been out in that sun all day, sitting there going, oh, but I'm all good because I'm gonna get fueled up a little bit of Kill Cliff here as I miss the like shameless plugs. OTR 15, save 15%, or as Mark says, a boatload of cash. So
boatload of cash.
Yeah, buddy. No, things are good, man. No complaints.
Yeah. Yeah. Your boys, we've been at it. We've been putting out tons of content and the numbers are really creeping up and they're staying up. Appreciate it to all the listeners and viewers out there. Our views, believe it or not, guys, thanks to you, is actually sustaining higher numbers than our audio. And that's the first time that's happened. And we're going on, is it 3 years?
No, I think we're just at two.
Two? Okay.
Yeah. I think we're two years here. Yeah.
And super, super good, man. Super solid. And we're just real happy about it.
Well, it's got to be that whole Amazon TV, Roku, Fire TV. I mean, it's the only thing I can explain because we recently just started that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw the bump in the video stuff. So it's like, yeah, man. So for all you guys, I guess, watching on Roku, Amazon, Fire, whatever you got, man. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it, man.
I think a lot of those viewers are probably newer viewers, so welcome aboard. Really appreciate it. Help supporting the show. Keep those numbers up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But your boys have been busy. We've been putting out all kinds of content. The social media stuff has gone up. The training stuff is, like Rick said, on OTR on demand. And also, along with Jason Piccolo, we got the new show Romeo Charlie Reality Check, which we've seen a lot of positive feedback on that. We got another one tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Monday, the May 23rd, it's going to be awesome. Great topic too. You know, the different types of instructors out there, cause there are different types and then vetting them, you know, how's this one good for me?
Yeah.
A lot of good information can be passed down. It's not a long watch or a long listen because we do put the audio side on both of our platforms with Protectors Podcast with Jason Piccolo, as well as On the Range Podcast and the OTR Universe, put it everywhere. Mm-hmm. But it's not a long listen, usually about 40, 45 minutes. And sometimes we have guest panelists, but you're going to have to tune in to see what's going on. So, but I wanted to talk about Micah. And that's a great story. I know we got a couple of good topics, a little controversial. I think, you know what Howard Stern says? You got to have an opinion.
Dude.
You got to have an opinion. And we got opinions on this one.
We always got opinions, man. Yeah. You know, always got opinions.
But Mike is a great story. Let's start off by that. So people who are joining us and you're looking at the graphics and you're like, you know, who's that dog on all of our logos and, you know, on the Warhog Words of Wisdom and Duco, you know, he's a big part of the show, started it with us, and he's going to finish it out with us. But now, you know, Micah has come along, and why don't you go ahead and fill everybody in on how that happened.
Yeah, so Micah was kind of a fluke thing, right? I didn't plan on getting another dog. But here's the thing, you know, and we're going to talk about this in a little bit. Words are powerful. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the meaning of Micah, you know, it's basically to be with God. And it's almost like there was some divine intervention that rolled in because I was not ready to get I was still dealing with the loss of Duco, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So it was one of these, hey, man, can you pick up this dog and bring it to me? Sure. Here he is, you know, an all black 1-year-old German Shepherd. And all right, I got him kind of messing around. Didn't really think about it. By the first pit stop, I think me and Mama had come to the conclusion that, yeah, this dog wasn't going to make it to his final destination. So, listen,
he's
here, Mike.
He's being hijacked.
Yeah.
Shanghaied.
That's it, man. Listen here, buddy. We're sticking the Warhog patch on you. You're part of the Team Warhog, and the rest is history, man. Yeah. So
it's
here's
awesome.
And here's the thing. I didn't realize how much I needed him. That's the that's the crazy part. So how do you heal? How do you mourn? How do you deal with all that? You know, he is by no means a substitute for Duco. He's not being compared to Duco. He's Micah. He's his own thing, right? And the cool thing is we can kind of tell a story of just a guy and his dog, for lack of better terms. And I've been kind of sticking some stuff in there. Because really now we go from, you know, Duco, who was, dude, God bless, years and years and years of training into him, right? To now we got basically a puppy. All right, how are we going to mold this puppy? And, it's going to be, you know, it's trials and tribulations. But part of it is we've kind of started. It's a twofold deal. So we've done some IG reels where I'm out, you know, running. And I got Micah with me, right? And I'll let the cat out the bag to the viewers, listeners. The next couple of days or so, it's going to be like, hey, dude, if you get one of these race horses, you got to work them. You just can't leave them in the house and get your stuff tore up. But it rolls into a funny part, you know, just because you're out there putting some miles on the street, everyone's going, hey man, what are you training for? What are you doing? Hey Sarge, I'm training for life. You know, I got this little 1-year-old beast that needs to get some energy burnt off. So we're going to burn it off every morning. First thing, get a little fitness in there. Plus, you know, it's good for me. Plus two, when I see the grandkids, dude, I'm going to chase them little guys around. Dude, I don't care. 70, 80, 90, I still outbeat them. You know, at least that's my mentality. And just trying to pass it on to people. So here's the thing. I'm training for life. So that's the big thing. That's what I'm doing. No competitions, no nothing. Hey, man, just make yourself 1% better every day and at least wear Micah out for a little bit during the day. So, yeah, that's our plan. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Good story. Like you said, you didn't know you needed it, but someone else did. And
yeah, buddy.
What happens. Yeah.
Hey, man.
So good for you guys.
Yeah, buddy.
And a new addition to the OTR universe. We're super excited about seeing following that story. Mm-hmm. But speaking of stories, pre-production, Rick and I were having a discussion about some things that, you know, were a little surprising to us because of just how things have evolved.
Mm-hmm.
The SI swimsuit edition, when we were young, you know, starting to notice the opposite sex was a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Huge deal. And my comment was, this stuff's in your face every day, right in the palm of your hand. No pun intended. Right in the palm of your hand, you can see, and you know, it is what it is. It's just the way of the times. You can go to any of these social media platforms and look at any person, male or female, in any manner of dress that you want. Information and self-gratification and all that stuff is right there in front of you all the time in your face.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, who in the heck gives a crap about the Sports Illustrated swimsuit. The business model itself just doesn't seem relevant unless, you know, who picks up magazines besides, you know, people who are interested in certain things or want to read up about a certain thing? Who's picking up these magazines on the you don't see these newspapers like, remember, Walden Books and mm-hmm. all those big newspaper style magazine stores. You don't see those anymore. So my thing is, who cares? Who cares? But there was a controversy. And why don't you go ahead and fill in on that, Rick, about the – it started kind of on Twitter with our friend, Dr. Jordan Peterson from Canada.
Yeah. So, you know, he makes the comment something about – and don't quote me on it, but it wasn't like this isn't reality. And when you look at the girl that's on Sports Illustrated – and here's the thing. Dr. Peterson, this isn't his first comment, right? He's made several of these – because what we've seen here, I guess if you want to say recently, is this push where, let's say you got a couple pounds to lose. It's going, well, man, this is natural. This is the way it should be. Okay, is it? Or are you just saying it's okay to be lazy? Because if you ask these ladies, you know, in the other magazines that he kind of made a comment on, or even with Sports Illustrated, right? Ask the girl there. She's not sure. And I'm not saying you've got to be a stick. But could she lose a couple pounds? I'd say ask her, right? It's not my place to judge her. Mm-hmm. But just ask her, you know, if she would be an honest broker and go, hey, do you think you could lose a couple pounds? She'd probably go, yeah, I probably could. Okay. And I think that was the point.
Or maybe she wouldn't. I don't know. You know, maybe she does want to. I don't know.
Right. But,
yeah.
You know, his point is quit saying, and I get it, right? Don't compare yourself to others. Look at you for you. But when society's sitting there going, hey, and I don't want to say larger because I don't know if that's the right word. I don't want to say overweight. You know, I really don't know the right plug word to fit. But to me, when I look at some of these people, they go, hey, this is okay. I go, well, you don't come across as the fittest person to me. You know, am I saying you've got to sit there and be swolled and veins all pumping up? Nope. I'm just saying, look like you're fit. Look like you take care of yourself. And it's not being judgmental. It's just that should be the strive. And when you look at Dr. Peterson, man, he's very in your face. He doesn't sugarcoat mm-hmm. stuff. He's, hey, man, yeah. here's kind of the facts. Here's the deal. And he just lays it out. And I don't know that I've heard anything. And again, I haven't listened to everything that's ever come out of the man's mouth. But I don't know that I necessarily disagree with anything he says.
Yeah, I think a lot of it. He came into prominence over the whole restricting voluntary speech in Canada. Mm-hmm. We all remember this. You have to say this pronoun. You have to say this about this person if that's what they want you to say. You have to. Mm-hmm. Look, if someone wants to be called he, she, rather than, you know, him or her, whatever, I'm not going to be rude enough to not grant what someone – I'd be polite, and I would do that. However – when you try to force me to say that this transgender female is a woman, I'm not going to do it. That's you're trying to tell me that I have to give up my voluntary speech. I think this is along the same lines.
Sure.
You know, when you and I saw that image on that magazine, we're like, hey, all right, man. Yeah. Okay. I'm down.
Yeah.
We're not saying anything about that individual. Mm-mm. I thought she looked great. However, mm-hmm. they're trying to, some people are trying to force others to say that is what is not something that you should ever say. Well, you know, I'd rather see the typical model on this magazine. I'd rather see mm-hmm. the ones that we always see in the Victoria's Secret. And
sure.
I don't understand why that has become a bad thing now. I don't understand.
Because here's the problem, Mark, right? You want Rick's opinion?
Absolutely.
It's this, brother, right? You have people out there that are so soft, that are so sensitive, that are so everything. I mean, here's the deal, man. I give you an example. Last couple posts, right? So I haven't had my hat on, my hat, my hair probably looks all brr. And you get people going, hey, man, you need a haircut. Okay, cool. Yeah, I probably do. But am I worried about it? I'm not, right? Does it bother me? Nope. I kind of chuckle at it. Ha ha. Yeah, I get it whenever. I said, you think I need a haircut? I'm going to. Trust me, this I've got a great one for this this Throwback Thursday. You think I need a haircut now? You have seen nothing yet. But, you know, people just, number one, don't tell me what's right, what's wrong, right? Don't tell me I need some poison injection to keep me safe or healthy. Hey, man, I'll go put some miles on the street. I'll go sit there and throw some steel around. I'll be healthy, right? I can take that. Don't tell me what I have to eat. Don't eat. Trust me, I'm not sitting there sucking in trash. I'm going to take care of yourself. But to me, it's one of these where, well, you know, if you got a couple pounds to lose, it's okay. If you don't work out, it's okay. Everything's okay. Dude, quit telling us what's right and what's wrong. We know what's right and what's wrong. But then people start getting their feelings hurt when they go, I'm entitled to my opinion, right? I can say whatever I want. The Constitution of the United States guarantees me that freedom. Whether it's right, wrong, indifferent, it doesn't matter. I'm entitled to my opinion. Now, if I slander somebody, that's a totally separate deal. But I can sit there and go, hey, check it out. All you transgender dudes that want to be women on women's teams, you're all weak, man. Put your big boy pants and go play with the big boys, right? But you don't. You want to go beat up on girls. Oh, Mr. Tough Guy. And that's really what they're doing, right? So so they're beating up on girls. But if I say that, people go, oh, you're this, you're that. You know, just like with Dr. Peterson, you know, his whole thing, you know, what pronoun, yada, yada, shut up. Just speak people, you know, just be normal people. And
And you and I are not saying that any of these women aren't attractive. We're not saying that at all. But what we are saying is someone else trying to tell me what I should think is beautiful or what I should think is nice to look at. Or that's my own preference.
Right. What do they say? This is natural or whatever, right? They're trying to go, hey, I got it. You know, you've got like your fitness models and stuff like that. Here's the thing, man. When you look at like these fitness models, these girls are putting the work in. And I'm not putting this other girl down that's on the cover. Good for her for making the cover, right?
Yeah, heck yeah.
But my point is people are trying to argue that that's not reality, right? So reality is – you know, somebody's not all done up. Somebody's not, you know, super skinny, super fit, super whatever. But you look at, there's a bunch of people out there that are super fit. And you know what? They put the effort in. And I think that's where I've got the issue. Right now, I'm not stupid to go, hey, I know people look at social or people look at magazines or they look at whatever. Oh, look at that person. Yes. Anytime a photo goes up, you can airbrush it. You can do this. I got it, right? But don't fall for the trap. Don't go, I want to be that person. Hey, man, here's the thing. Who do I want to be? I want to be Rick Hogg. What does Rick Hogg look like? Rick Hogg looks like whatever I want him to look like. If I want to be a 300-pound blob, I'll be a 300-pound blob. If I want to sit there and trim down to a cool 170-ish, hey, man, if I want to cut down my body fat, I can do all that stuff, man. It's in my hands. And that's the part. If we would push any message, that should be the message to push. Hey, dude, do what you want, but it requires work, you know? Yeah. So why do I sit there and go, hey, rent paid? People are probably sitting there going, damn, Rick, you rent whatever. Yeah, dude, I rent this temple every single day, right? It's under rent. And oh, by the way, the rent's due every single day.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, to Dr. Peterson's part, that's all he's trying to say, man, is quit telling us what, and I wish I could remember the word. I don't know if it's natural, the new norm, whatever crap they're trying to push. He's like, no, dude, it's not. And I agree with him, man. I mean, draw your own conclusions to what you want. I mean, if you're that self insecure, and I think that's the problem with a lot of people is they don't have, you know, they've got insecurity issues. Hey, dude, be secure with yourself.
Yeah.
And if you're not, go ahead.
If you're, you know, be the best version of yourself that you can and put in the work. Absolutely. We say that all the time. Matter of fact, the last Vantage Point with that was the message. We're here to work, especially men. Mm-hmm. We're here to work. Now, Dr. Peterson wasn't saying anything about this person. He was making the comment to the folks that were saying that this is what you should accept as perfect, or this is what you should accept. No, look, it's a preference. Everything's a preference, and my preference is what I believe it is. Now, you're right. If I was to apply the same standard to anything else, like I would be watching, you and I would be on the NBA because sure. that's what the real normal is or whatever. Look, people buy magazines to see beautiful people. People watch soap operas to see beautiful people. Mm. That's just the way it is. People want to see these stories in these magazines and all these TV shows with beautiful people on it. Now, what that looks like, that's up to the individual. But don't tell me what I should think that what beautiful looks like. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's all come to the voluntary speech and all this. It just all comes down to that. He wasn't saying anything about this lady who I think, you know, bomb diggity, digging it. But yeah, come on, man, don't you can't tell me how to feel.
No, and yeah, man, Dr. Peason, he'll sit there and he'll gut punch some people, right? He'll call some things out, and you're just like blown away. I mean, he's very much, you know, words like we're talking in pre-man, words are powerful. And he's very much about words are powerful. So if you sit there and go, and it's not Norm, I can't remember. I wish I could remember the name they're trying to push, but it, long story short, it's like you said, you're trying to push me to believe a certain thing. And it's like, dude, I got my own opinions.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I can never change my opinion, but you better sell me on it. And the only thing I see this day and age is you trying to sell me on don't do the work.
Yeah. Right.
That's it.
Or that you don't have to.
No.
And that everybody else should accept you because you're not.
Sure.
Which is, you know, that's ridiculous.
Well, no, it is ridiculous. And it's kind of like what you're seeing in the ladies sports arena, right? I mean, you've got
a great. I like what you did there. Good transition. Yeah,
you like that? I mean, right into it.
I love that. Right into it.
But dude, it's, you've got ladies basically being discriminated against.
Absolutely.
And dudes coming over to go, hey, I'm going to beat you up, basically. So you got a bunch of dudes, in my opinion, that probably weren't the toughest guys in the schoolyard. So they probably were getting bullied around. So now they're going to go, hey, let's go pick on the ladies. Yeah. And here's my thing. I'm blown away that we're even having this conversation.
Oh my God.
Because let's think about it.
Yeah.
We're only, I think we're a little over 100 years since ladies got the right to vote. Okay. Ladies, if you're listening to the show.
Women's suffrage, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're listening to the show, hey, and I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just giving you the facts. You guys didn't used to be able to vote. You weren't looked at as really true citizens of the state. And you had some great ladies behind you that, hey, man, change that. We're at that day and age right now, in my opinion. And if I was a woman in this country, I would be sitting there putting, especially for this whole transgender sports thing, I'd say, ladies, get together, get your lawsuits together, and discrimination 101. Because you guys are being discriminated against. You know, what part of, you know, women's sports, it's a clear cut, right? It's not, well, it's kind of identified as a lady sport. Nope, it's women. It's all chromosome, cut and dry. What you're plumbing, not what you wish your plumbing was. It's like, how are you born? And the ladies have to step up. And I think the only way that's going to happen, and I hate to even say it, that we're even here, is some type of, you know, legislative legal action, because they're being discriminated against. Mm-hmm. They're being discriminated because they are a woman. And in essence, you have men competing against. I can't even go. I got nowhere to go with it. Right. It's mind boggling that we would even allow this to happen. Yeah. So
that, you know, the whole Title IX and the whole feminism and all these, the silence from those folks, you know, the IOC allowing that cat from New Zealand to compete in the Olympics. There was more than one. Mm-hmm. You know, you see them on the Diamond League at track and field. There's a lot of them out there, and it's almost like the worst thing that can happen is for a woman, true woman, to beat a transgender woman. Because then what ends up happening is, well, see, it's the same. No, it's not. And but, I'm telling you right now that Leah Thomas, there was the Penn University of Pennsylvania, Ivy League swimmer. There was talk and accusations of her pulling up on a race so that they could lose, that they weren't putting out. They were saving themselves for the other race that they wanted to win. It's just, it's ridiculous. And next year we're going to see a lot of scholarships going to transgender women. It's going to happen. Why wouldn't it? If you're a coach, but why wouldn't you have a softball team that looked like you and me, man? Why wouldn't you?
I'd have my softball team. My ladies' softball team would all have Adam's apples. Why wouldn't you? Right? I'd be out there crushing it. But
hitting $400 or 400-yard freaking home runs.
Gone every single time.
It's going to happen.
But here's my question mark, right? And maybe this is my ignorance to the subject. So obviously, I guess you got your transgender men and women. But if you're called a transgender woman, are you a man acting as a woman or are you a woman acting as a man? Even the verbiage is confusing to me.
Well, if you're a transgender woman, that means you're a man that transitioned into a woman. Yeah. If you're a transgender man, you previously considered yourself a woman.
Okay. So this is probably all coming from Bill Gates when he put that pregnant man emoji on the phones. And I'm still trying to figure out how that biologically, you know, that's where we're
it's
at.
It's not.
Right? No. There's some things, I got it. You want to cut off your plumbing, you want to trim your plumbing, adjust your plumbing, cool. But there's some internal plumbing that you just can't fix. You know? Sorry, dude.
Well,
you know.
What they're doing is they're normalizing the conversation. They're normalizing it.
But what's normal if
a man, well, they're trying to, you know, they have these books and they have Netflix. Oh God, by the way, Netflix, they're going down the tubes because of stuff just like this. Not the only thing, but they have a show called He's Expecting.
What's he expecting to take like a big deuce in the, you know, what's he going to put an Upper Decker in there somewhere?
They're trying to tell you that he's going to have a baby. He's expecting a baby.
The only baby that comes out of me, man, is like in the crapper. It's like, come on, dude. It's
the monster, the monster burrito challenge that I had the day before.
That's it, man. Yeah. Yeah. When I make that pit stop, right, and get that gas station sushi, you know, it's like,
God, I love those roller dogs, but man, they come with a price.
But
yeah, dude, it's so ridiculous.
He's expecting what, you know, it's impossible, peeps, you know, it's like, hey, let me shocking secrets. But again, why can't we just be happy with who we are? And everything boils down to that, right? Hey man, I got it. If you're not happy with who you are, okay. I guess if cutting your plumbing off fixes your stuff. Okay, great. Cool.
But don't try to tell me that you're now a woman. You're not.
No,
you're not.
It's the way that God made you as you came out. That's who you are, right? Mm-hmm. And I get it. If you think somewhere along the way that you think you need to be something else, okay, cool. But don't. Here's the bottom line. Don't discriminate against the other half, and especially the dudes. The dudes going to the ladies' teams. I'm sorry, man. You're not a lady. You're not. Yeah. Okay. You can say what you want. You can think you are. But you still are a man that will beat those ladies every single time.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because what kind of sparked me into this topic when we first got on, we first started talking about today's show, was there was a skateboarder, and it was on the, I don't know what circuit, I don't watch it closely enough, but I dig it, man. These young people are unbelievable on these skateboards. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, they compete in all these various events. A lot of them are sponsored by Red Bull. And she happens to be a Red Bull athlete. Can't remember her name, by the way. I'll put it in the show notes because she's a brave person. But she's coming in second to a transgender girl. And she's like, look, this is ridiculous. I'm losing out on winning, on first place money, where I'm blowing out the field except for this man that I'm competing against who says that they're a woman. And she was bravely came out and made a statement, and I think posted something on Instagram. And didn't hear anything back from Red Bull and the league and was shouted down and is getting eviscerated on social media, this poor girl. But she's staying strong. But that's what really aggravates us as men is like, hey, look, guys that like you and I, Rick, we're the ones who are standing up for these women and these girls who are competing. We're the ones that are saying this is ridiculous.
But Mark, you hit the nail on the head, right? This is the problem with this day and age. She went to social to voice her deal. And I get it. Mm-hmm. Social is a tool. If it were me, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find me a good attorney that specifically deals with discrimination. And I'm going to say, hey, dude, serve papers on whoever this skate league is. And I'm going to sit there and put a lawsuit against them. To try to sit there and go, hey, man, I'm being discriminated against because she's being hit financially because she can't capitalize on her ability as a woman to perform because she's battling against a dude. So I got it. I say this and I should cut my tongue out and pitch it out, but we're so in tune to griping online, which I don't know why, right? Who cares? You know, I got it. You can push your message. You can do some things. There's some pros and cons that can be done with social. But I think in this case here, I would tell – this would be my guidance to everyone out there. Ladies, listen to me. If you're battling against dudes and you can't beat them – because, again, I get it. They're dudes. Just, you know, kind of bite your lip, go find you a good attorney, and I would file a discrimination suit against whoever. You know, so all these dudes pretending to be or trying to compete against ladies, especially at the collegiate level, you know, hey, man, I would go against the school. I go against the athletics, all of it, man. Hit them all.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hey, dude, you're being discriminated. And you made a crazy comment. There's no way, at least in my opinion, that you can give transgender scholarships.
They do.
Then you're opening the door for every single dude who's mediocre to go, hey man, I feel like a chick today. Cool.
Who couldn't get a scholarship, you know, athletically on their own merit. So they're just going to transition as a woman and then take an Ivy League school scholarship from a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to happen.
At what point does Rick go, hey, man, what benefits do I get for being a lady? I feel like being a lady today. And you know what? I ain't going to I'm not going to shave. I'm not going to do nothing. Hey, what's your name? Rick Hogg, lady.
Yeah.
give me my scholarship. It's like, what?
Dude. And, you know, the cowardice, too, of the ones who support this or – with their silence, you know, all these men who don't want to go to a, what about the guy who said he was a woman, went to a women's prison and impregnated three girls?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they just ignore it.
Here's the sad part, right? How do we get here? That's even the sadder part. When you look at it from a societal standpoint, how did we get to where within a short period of time, because ladies haven't been voting that long, right? So really, they weren't even looked at as full citizens here. Yet we've come full circle, and we've pretty much degraded them again to go, you're not, you know.
Yeah. When they started, meaning the folks who don't like the other side of the aisle, when they started saying that words are dangerous and it's an attack, and they killed all debate, that's when it all started. So folks started finding the ability to do something and then cancel the person who's arguing against it because, you know, you're hate speech, you're hateful. That's violence. No, these are words. I'm voicing my opinion in violence. Objection to the girls who are going to be hurt by this. No, you're a homophobe. You're a transphobic. All these things, they shut down the conversation and people are afraid that they're going to get canceled. And they're going to lose their livelihood. They're not going to be able to work. That's how it started. They killed debate. Once they did that, you can't argue about anything. Just like Jordan Peterson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, here's the thing, right? So, yeah, but see, Jordan's in a unique spot because all he'd have
to do. He's hard to cancel.
Well, you can sit there and pull social, right? So let's be an honest broker. Who cares? You know? You sit there. I guarantee he goes, hey, man. And I don't think he's got a podcast. I think he goes on others.
I think he does.
Does he have his own?
I think he does.
Okay.
But I think he has guests. I don't think he talks about, I think he has guests and interviews them. Yeah.
But he could easily turn it around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and this is the part people have to do, right? You got to be bold. You got to be adventurous. You got to sit there and go out. And when these people talk about violence, right? Oh, your speech is incurring violence. You haven't seen violence. You people don't even know. The people saying it, you don't know what violence is, right? No. You guys are like some kids at the playground throwing sand at each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the only way this is going to change is people have to stand up. And I get it. I'm hoping, at least from the social side that, Elon can kind of get the platform. Although funny, once he takes control the next day, he's got some sexual lawsuit against him or some craziness. Oh, yeah. But that's
whatever.
Whatever. But my point being is the only way this is going to change is by we the people. That's it. Ladies, I'm sorry. The boat's in your court. There's nothing I can do to help you in this case. I can support you. I can back you. I can be a voice for you. But I'm not a lady. I can't file a discrimination. I can't file a discrimination suit. I can't do it. I would say, listen here, every single girl out there, listen, that's in college. If you're battling against transgenders, pull yourself together, find a good attorney, and file a discrimination suit. That's the only way this thing's going to change. You have to. I don't say it in a bad way. You guys haven't had full rights, I guess, for lack of a better term, for only about 100 years. Don't waste them. Don't let people take your very rights away from you because you're a lady. And that's what's going on. And hey, man, if you're one of these transgender individuals, I got no ill intent towards you, but you got to sit there, step up to the plate and go, hey, man, you're a dude that wanted to be a woman. Don't go battle against them. Stick in your lane, do whatever it is you're going to do. But I hate to say, if you want to go in sports, go in dude sports, right? If not, leave the ladies alone. Because in essence, it boggles me that, again, ladies are getting discriminated against and they are not up in arms. They every single woman, because we've got the majority of this country is ladies. The majority.
Yeah.
All right. The majority is not transgenders. The majority is women.
Yep.
Ladies, you hold a very powerful place, in this country. All you'd have to say is, hey, check it out, ladies. We ain't voting for a single one that supports. And oh, by the way, we're going to bring all these lawsuits and we're going to do all this stuff. Trust me, you can make a change. But it's got to be in their court.
Yeah, man. Well, we're behind you, ladies. We're behind you here. If there's any... girls, young women, any athletes that are competing against transgender women, and you want to come on the show and tell us about your story, hey,
hell yeah,
hit us up on the DMs. Go to warhog.com and kellydefense.com and send us an email, and we'll get you on the show and give you a platform. It's not the biggest platform, but it's not bad. We're real proud of it. We got a pretty decent reach.
We're a wrecking machine, so. The bottom line is this: it's the word's got to get out there, and it starts with one, and then it's two, and then it's three, and then that's how change happens. So, by all means, you've got the platform. Here's the beauty, right? We've got freedom of speech right here at On the Range Podcast. We can say what we want. Last hope, for this country. Everyone goes social this, social that, and trust me, my hat's off to Elon for what he's doing. Podcast, man. They are the biggest kept secret to our First Amendment rights. So,
All the models in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit, love you. All the ones who aren't in it because of whatever, hey, love you too. Yeah, we're down.
Hey, man.
We're here to help.
that's it, man. Here's the thing, Mark, right? Just want to see this. 1% better every day for everybody. Mm-hmm. Be a nice person. How hard is that? It's not right? So you've got to navigate kind of what that 1% is, right? You got to figure out what that be a good person. I got to tell you the story the other day, dude. So here I am getting ready to leave a restaurant, doing a singleton pickup for mama, get her some vittles. And man, I had a lady hold the door open for me, right? Because she was already walking out. She saw me. Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, hey, roles are reversed. I'm supposed to be holding the door for you. And she kind of chuckled. No, I got it. You go. But it was one of those. It's awesome to see, when you see that just act of kindness, especially from a lady holding the door for me. I'm like, no way, dude. I was like, I said, I got this for you. Go ahead. But it's just my point being, man, be a good person. 1% better. Life is good, man. All get along.
Yeah.
And get some thick skin. Be able to take a freaking comment. Don't let it hurt your feelings. It's okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, a good way to support the show is go to warhog.com and KellyDefense.com and check out the Patreon page. A lot of fun. Patreon.com/OnTheRange podcast. If you want to get some no BS training, you go to our websites, you sign up for our newsletters, and you click the OTR training on demand. There you can stream, download all of our training videos, or just the ones you want. Either way, it'll support the show. And Rick is sucking down some awesome Killcliff, our promo code OTR15. Love those guys. They support a lot of our outreach with the LEO training that we do around the country.
Yeah, buddy.
It's been a blast. Mm-hmm. And also a local company that's near where I live, Hoist. Promo code is OTR10, drinkhoist.com. Go check those guys out. And Monday, tomorrow, May 23rd, Romeo Charlie Reality Check. It's a show that we collab with Dr. Jason Piccolo from the Protectors podcast. Go check out his show. Great stuff.
Yeah.
And don't forget, at the very least, to share and like these audio and video shows.
Yeah,
so can't wait. I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff going up on social about Micah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be cool. So we'll keep you guys updated on that, about the new addition to the OTR universe at the Hog House.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of new additions coming.
Here's the thing, man. Life is good, right? I will just say that life is good. And I try to be upbeat. I try to be positive for people. And I get it. There's some people struggling. There's some people in the dumpers. There's some things going on. And I'm not to say life's not without trials and tribulations. However, I will just say this. Keep your head up, guys, right? Keep your head up. Things will be okay. You're on this side of the dirt. It's a good day, okay? Just figure out how to capitalize on it, how to maximize it. And just keep creeping, that 1%, I say it with all sincerity, man, that 1% better every single day. Dude, it's so easy. I mean, I'm sitting there, and it's funny because we're chatting. I got my freaking notebook right there, that thing like rides everywhere with me. It's like always right there to jot some stuff down or make some notes or just journal or do whatever. But that's kind of the whole key, for me. It's like, hey, man, boom. What are you doing? Where are you going? What are we fixing? How are we making ourselves better, physically, mentally? How are we doing the family? I mean, and here's the thing, man. I'm not going to lie. Getting a new dog, that was a good thing for me. That was 100% a good healing thing. He's definitely a pain in my ass as a puppy, even though he's a year old. But, yeah, dude, it's going to be a great adventure. And, couple things I'll leave the viewer listener with. Two things. If you can see the sunrise in the morning, check it out. It's a pretty awesome sight to see. And here's the thing, man. Train for life. Don't worry about some competition, some other crap. Train for life, man. That's all you need. So, yeah.
Maybe we'll have some new dog training tips on the OTR training on demand.
Oh, they're coming. It's already spiked. It's rejuvenated. I'm not going to lie, man. I was kind of in a crappy place losing Duco, right? It was just, man, there's
understandably there, so. There's, yeah.
Yeah. you know, there's a big hunk of me gone. I'm here because of that dog. But man, getting this little firecracker here, it's kind of rejuvenating. It's kind of, all right, we're going to get the whole dog piece back up and running. And yeah, get your,
be a lot of fun.
Get your, oh dude, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. Yeah. Super excited.
All right, guys. Let's do it again, Rick. For all
you know, it, buddy.
Thank you for listening and watching. It's been great. The numbers are going up, and we have you to thank. So we'll see you next time. Romeo Absolutely. Charlie tomorrow night. All right, buddy. Bam.